Basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's time to get back in that recliner, not fall asleep, and listen to a full day of basketball, day and night, here on Sunny 101.3. It is the Pioneer Conference Tournament final day for 2023. We've got a girls' third-place game between Fall City, Sighart, and Lewiston to kick off the coverage today here at Tri-County High School. After that, it's the boys' third-place game, Fall City, Sighart in action in the second game of the day, as the Irish boys will be playing for third also, as they will, taking on their opponent here this afternoon. That will be the Friend Bulldogs. The championship game is coming up tonight. 6 o'clock is the scheduled start time. It's the Johnson Brock Eagle Girls taking on Lord Central Cavick. That's scheduled for 6 and scheduled for 7:30 tonight. The boys' championship between the Johnson Brock Eagles and the top seed and Hope team here at their own Lord Tri-County's Trojans. That is a 7:30 scheduled tip time tonight, and we'll have all four games for you here on Sunny 101.3. So as we said, sit back and enjoy it. There is another tournament going on involving the Fall City Tigers and the Auburn Bulldogs. That's on our sister station, KTNC. The girls' third-place game got underway earlier at 2 o'clock. Fall City is leading in that game at halftime up at Weeping Water. Fall City was leading Weeping Water by 5 at halftime for third place in the girls' day up at the East Central Nebraska Conference Tournament, again going on in Weeping Water. Randy Gatula up there today bringing three games there. The Auburn girls will play for the championship of that tournament at 6, and the boys will play at 7:30 against Freeman's Falcons tonight on KTNC. All of our games on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. That's mscsports.net. You hit the Listen Live button, and you pick KLVA for Sunny 101.3 and KTNC, of course, for KTNC today and all through the season. The teams are out here warming up. Well, Sighart is. Lewiston went back to the locker room, so we're getting ready to tip this one off in a few minutes. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back and give you the starting lineups on Sunny 101.3.
Beck & Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck & Call of Fall City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands, as your local Daikin dealer. Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck & Call LLC in Fall City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck & Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck & Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Take a look at the starting lineups in this girls' third place final action in the Pioneer Conference Tournament today for the visiting squad for the Lewiston Tigers, Coach Kyle Ash. His squad 13-6 on the year. Their lineup today will include 5'7 freshman Madeline Jansen, 5'9 senior Megan Sanders, 5'5 senior Carly Wires, a 5'8 senior Emma DeKoenig, and 5'8 senior Caitlin Sanders. You'll hear her name a lot today. She is the point guard and leading scorer for the Lewiston Tigers. St. Hermans ranked number one in D2 this week. Of course, without Central Catholic, that could change when the ratings come out in the World Herald on next week. Starting for Coach Luke Sander today will be 5'8 senior Olivia Eichhoff, senior Delaney Witt, 5'8 sophomore Gentry Lechtenberg, 5'10 senior Jessica Wurtenberger, and a 6 foot senior Macy Keller. Olivia Eichhoff, Delaney Witt, Gentry Lechtenberg, Jessica Wurtenberger, and Macy Keller, your starting five today for Fall City. Sacred Heart will also expect to see in today's game, well, we won't see Daisy Witt in the ballgame. She is injured, turned an ankle on Tuesday in the quarterfinal run game. She'll not be playing in this one today. McKinley Shaw back to action after being injured most of the season up until this week. 5'8 junior, she'll play a lot for the Irish State. Avery Sandler has also been contributing, 5'5 freshman for Sacred Heart in the season so far. So that's a look at your starting lineups for today's ball game between Sacred Heart and Lewiston. The boys' third place game will be the Friend Bulldogs and Sacred Heart. That will come up at the conclusion of this one. Again, it's the first of four games today on Sunny 101.3. So the Tigers have been introduced. They have 9 girls on their roster. They've got 8 of them suited. They've got one girl that's injured and is not suited up. So it will be a little shy on reserve today for the Lewiston Tigers. These two teams are going to meet again Monday in the regular season game. That's one that got changed earlier. It was supposed to have been played earlier this season. I think, if I remember right, and I'm sure I do, that's just when the Irish had a lot of sickness and flu. They were down to like 3 girls, 1 day of practice that week out of all of them. And the boys, they were down as well, and they just postponed the games until coming up this Monday evening. Right now, we'll take another 2-minute timeout. Be back with the tip-off on Sunny 101.3.
Fast global solutions, global presence with small-town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines. Conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tri-County High School. This is the home of the fastest national anthem in Nebraska, I think. They have a recording here, and it is fast. It's like it's on high speed. Goes through in a hurry. It will be Lewiston to control the tip. They will go toward the north bucket here in the first half this afternoon at Tri-County. Caitlin Sanders takes it down the right side, passes off to her twin sister Megan on the right wing. And now the ball passed around, back out top. Caitlin Sanders drives down the lane. Keller tried to get her stopped, couldn't. Caitlin Sanders with the first 2 points of today's ball game. The Irish in the backcourt, ahead of the pack. Lechtenberg takes the pass from Delaney Witt and gets fouled for trouble and will head to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Lewiston foul will go on Emma DeKonig. Her first, obviously the first foul of the ball game. And Gentry Lechtenberg at the line for Sacred Heart. Sophomore gets back on her. No good. She'll get another one here. Lechtenberg, sophomore, ready. Aim, fire, and in the hole it goes, and it's a 2-1 ball game. Sacred Heart with the lead here early on. Bring it in now to Caitlin Sanders. She'll work it up the floor through the midcourt circle here. Comes off the right side with a pass to Wires. Back out top. Megan now to Caitlin Sanders. A back out top to Wires again. Those three are the main offensive weapons for this Lewiston team. Megan Sanders takes the right side to Wires. Picked up her dribble to the high post. Megan Sanders with it. Top of the key now and gives the ball off. Caitlin Sanders against the Irish defense. Here's a three-pointer up off the iron. No good. Put up there by Keller. And the Irish to the front court. Olivia Eichhoff with the basketball directing traffic against. What are we doing here? 1-3-1 zone. Out to the right side, Witt. Back it goes to Eichhoff, right side of the circle. Back out. Delaney Witt will work it back to the top. Now down on the baseline. A little tall on the pass. Wurtenberger. Lechtenberg could not come down with it off her hand right in front of us. Out of bounds. Lewiston ball. Tigers will bring it up, leading 2-1. To the front, right side of the court. Caitlin Sanders off to Wires. Wires to the left side to Sanders. That's Megan. And now down to Caitlin in the left corner. She'll dribble the ball around the top of the key. Wires has it back to the top to Megan Sanders. And right side off the hand and then controlled again by Caitlin Sanders, guarded by Wurtenberger in the man-to-man defense. Out to Wires on the left elbow. Her pass to the middle, knocked away, stolen away now by Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger between the circles keeps the dribble. Hands it off, Witt. Over to Eichhoff. Bounce pass down to Keller. She draws a crowd down there in the corner. The ball slapped away out of bounds by Madeline Jansen. Ready again to inbound, Sagan Hart. From the baseline, it will be Eichhoff to the corner. Wurtenberger from the right side. Three ball up, three ball down, and the Irish have the lead now, 4-2. Wurtenberger fouled out early in the overtime period, her third in the semifinals. And whenever she's not on the floor, that hurts the Irish. She's the leading scorer on the season. Caitlin Sanders wheels in, kicks the ball back out for a three-pointer on the rim, and it goes in. Three hops on the rim and down through the net for Emma DeKonig, and the lead goes back to Lewiston, 5-4. Lewiston with the full court pressure. They went for the steal over the top, 3-on-1, Sacred Heart to Keller, and she's going to be fouled on the layup attempt and go to the line to shoot to. The foul will be called here on Carly Wires. Her first, team foul number 2. At the line, junior for the Irish. Ready for the free throw to get underway here. It's on the way up and off the back, no good. You're listening to Sacred Heart Lewiston today at the Pioneer Conference on Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Ball City, and Pawnee City. Macy Keller for the tie with a free throw. It's up, it's good, and we are tied at 5. 5-5, first quarter. Caitlin Sanders up the floor with the basketball. Started on the right sideline, now works the middle of the floor. Olivia Eichhoff guards her, throws the ball right side to the elbow there to Wires. Down, it goes in the corner for DeKonig. Inside for Megan Sanders. Got it out of there to Caitlin. Dribbles down, and we have a moving screen. That foul will go on Megan Sanders. Her first and the third team foul on Lewiston. Bring the ball in. Keller near midcourt to Witt over the top. Layup good for Lechtenberg. Gentry Lechtenberg with 3 points. Another assist here for Delaney Witt. From out on the right sideline, threw it over the top of the single defender back. During the Irish are up now 7-5, reclaiming the lead. Megan Sanders gives the ball up to Carly Wires in the front court, around the perimeter, beyond the three-point line. High post to Megan Sanders. She'll give it up now for DeConing. Out on the right side for Wires and back to the top to Megan Sanders. She'll hand to Kaitlin. Kaitlin will fire a triple off the right side. No. Rebound brought down. Lechtenberg to the front. Delaney Witt to Keller out between the circles. Lechtenberg gets it inside to Wurtenberger. Double team, missed it, got it back on the offensive rebound. Put it up and in, and the Irish lead 9-5. Kaitlin Sanders off the left side with the pass now. Give the ball back away. Carly Wires moving right side, holds up, passes down to the baseline. Kaitlin Sanders working the ball back to the middle. Bounce pass down low in a double team. Work the ball around there, and we've got a whistle away from the ball and a foul on Wurtenberg. Looks like it. Jessica picks up her first for Sagan Hart. That's the first foul of the game on the Irish. Wurtenberger will sit down now into the game for the Irish. McKinley Scholl, a 5'8 junior in there. And Kaitlin fell down. Kaitlin Sanders fell down. Got on top of the basketball and timeout called by Lewis and to keep the possession. 9-5 Sagan Hart back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
Sunny, 101.3.
9-5, Sagan Hart with the lead. First quarter action here at Tri-County High School, the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Third place game. Sagan Hart and Friend Bulldog Boys play for third coming up next year. And our first of four right now. The Irish girls have the lead. They're the home team today. It will be Lewiston basketball right in front of the Sagan Hart bench, about 15 feet up off the baseline on the right side of the floor. 3:13 on the clock. Bringing in Kaitlin Sanders, guarded by Scholl. Gets a screen, moves down to the right side, gets the ball back in the corner. Now dribbles back up, gives the ball off to Megan Sanders, kick it outside beyond the three-point line, and dribbling in from there, and up and good, Emma DeConing. She turns that into a little 10-foot jumper and got it. Eichhoff in the backcourt against the pressure now. And we got a timeout call by the Irish. McKinley Scholl got trapped in the corner, kept her dribble, couldn't get away, and couldn't get over the top of the pass. Timeout, Sagan Hart, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Sagan Hart gets the ball ahead. Delaney Witt to Keller. Spun around in the lane. Gets it away now to Lechtenberg. Back out. And Eichhoff down the lane into a lot of traffic. Comes down. Hit the bottom of the rim on the way up. Came down kind of an awkward position. Kind of stumbled out of there. Looks like she's okay. The foul will be called on Delaney Curry, who just checked in during that timeout. For Lewis and her first, 14 fouls on the Tigers. Eichhoff at the line. It's up and off the back. No good. She'll get another one here. Olivia will get one more. Wurtenberger into the ball game along with Sadie Tizzle for the Irish. Sitting down will be Lechtenberg. And who else are we missing? Find out here in a second. Free throw up and swishing it home is Olivia Icon. 10-7, Sacred Heart. All right, Wurtenberger on the defense down in one corner. Now back crossway it goes. Backing in will be Megan Sanders. Right block. Throws it across the zone. Wide open. Caitlin Sanders, three ball, rattles it home. She's got five in the ball game, and we're tied at 10. Second tie of the first quarter. And here comes the basketball mile away. Nobody attached to it. Sadie Tisdall got trapped on that sideline. Elevates the ball toward the basket, and nobody home. It's a turnover. Ball goes to Lewis. A chance to take the lead at three lead changes here early on in this ball game. Off the baseline pick, Wires on the rim for three. No. Rebound Keller. And now we get a held ball. Getting tied up with Macy Keller was Emma DeConig. Emma's a 5'8 senior, but when Macy said, I want to keep the ball, she grabbed it away or had a hold of it and just kind of spun away with it and going flying. DeConig got a free ride that time on the floor. Up the floor to the front we come. With it is going to be Schultz. Bounce pass, reverse Eichhoff. Stolen. Caitlin Sanders all the way in. No. No foul call. Little contact. But I like the way they let him go that time. Coming out of there with the ball now will be Eichhoff on the run through traffic from the left side to the right side. Pulls up. Gives the ball in the free throw circle. Keller over to Schultz. Inside Wurtenberger. Back to Schultz. Now to Keller. Out it goes. Eichhoff. Three ball off the rim. No. Rebound brought down there by Wire. Now set down for the Irish. Caitlin Sanders with a little move around the right side. No good. Rebound brought down Wurtenberger. On the run, the Irish senior. Two defenders on the baseline. Gets the pass away. Eichhoff cut under a little bit. Offensive, defensive rebound. A pass out of there stolen by Wurtenberger. Her second steal of the ballgame. And she got fouled on the shot attempt. She'll go to the line. That foul is on Delaney Curry again, her second. Team foul number five. Wurtenberger with 5 points here early. And make it six. That ball hit the front, went to the back, rolled around the side, and fell in. Tizzle and Keller will sit. Lechtenberg back in with Delaney Witt for the Irish. Three seniors are in there for the Irish. Free throw rattles out, won't go. Rebound brought down Megan Sanders. 55-11-10, Sacred Heart. Caitlin Sanders backed up with the dribble, thought about a long one, didn't. Goes to Megan Sanders, top of the key. Dribbles, passes left now there for Curry. That was Jenna Anderson who checked in. Gets the ball away. We've got a blocking foul, as it is Megan Sanders, aggressive from the right side, dribbling in towards the hoop. She will be fouled by Olivia Eichhoff. Her first foul of the ball game. Team foul number two on the Irish here. Free throw off the mark, no good by Megan Sanders. She'll get one more here. Sacred Heart, 4 out of 8 of the free throw line already in this game. Free throw up and good again for Megan Sanders. Tied at 11 now, our third tie this first quarter. Full court pressure to the backcourt. The Irish throw it over the top. Lechtenberg got bumped by DeConig. Now drives in. Oh, she walked to the basketball. And the referee standing right here in front of us said, you're right, walking. Turn it over to the Lewiston Tigers. Caitlin Sanders coming up the floor. Right side works to the middle. 22 seconds on the clock counting down here at the end. Up period number one, Sanders drives in. I think Eichhoff got a piece of it. It comes up well short. Coming out with the basketball that time was Scholl for the Irish. And now it's Eichhoff running it up the other end. Two hops on the rim, won't go. She got it back. She puts it up and down. Eichhoff with the offensive rebound. Here's a steal by Eichhoff and a shot at the buzzer. No good. But after one, our score, Fall City Sacred Heart 13 and the Lewiston Tigers 11. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or see us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here to Tri-County High School. 13-11, St. Hart's been a bad high. Three lead changes in the first quarter. 8 minutes up on the clock. Ready to go here in the second period. It's going to be Lewiston basketball to start the quarter. Fall City Tigers leading Weeping Water 29-14 after three quarters. At the ECNC tournament going on up at Weeping Water. That's the third place game. Renegade Hills got that over on KTNC. Steal of a bounce pass by McKinley Scholl for the Irish. She heads up the floor the other way. Gets the ball to Eichhoff. Off to Witt. Free ball. Left side of the circle. Little strong rebound to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger back over. It comes to Witt. Witt will back out of there with the dribble. Bounce pass to the middle. High between the circles. Now it's going to be Eichhoff with it. Eichhoff to Wurtenberger, three ball straight out in front, off the rim, no, Lechtenberg with the rebound for the Irish, down the lane, right side, up and down, 5 points for Lechtenberg in the ball game. It's 15-11, Sagan Hart leading by four, that might be their biggest lead of the ball game. The other way we go, Lewiston with it, Caitlin Sanders out on the right side, crosses over. Down to the side and now backs out, gives the ball up there for Jenna Anderson. Anderson to Wires, to Caitlin Sanders, across the face of the defense, out top. Megan Sanders, pass to the corner. Wires takes it inside to Megan Sanders, got loose and the layup is good. First field goal for Megan Sanders, gives her 3 points. And now what do we got? A foul on the inbound. A hold foul, that's going to be on Carly Wires. That's her second foul. Team foul number six. The Irish are going to be shooting free throws the rest of this first half. Sagan Hart will bring in Sadie Tisdall, a 5'7 sophomore. Bring to the backcourt. Delaney Witt trapped on the baseline. Double team gets it out of there to Lechtenberg. Now she got fouled. And now we begin a parade to the free throw line. That's 1-1. Foul will be called on Caitlin Sanders, her first. Team foul number 7 here against Lewiston. Lechtenberg to the line to shoot 1-1. She is 1-for-2 in the game. Has 5 points so far. Eyes the bucket. It's on the way up. It rims out. Keller the rebound. Put back. No. Wurtenberger the rebound. Puts it up. No. Lechtenberg ties up with a Lewiston player. And we'll see what we get here. Held ball will stay on the Irish end here. So that'll be a rebound for Lechtenberg. And now Wurtenberger will lob it in. Free throw line to Keller. Out to Witt. Underneath for Lechtenberg. Makes the catch. Too strong. Wurtenberger, the rebound, the follow, and fouled. Jessica Wurtenberger will shoot 2. Foul on Megan Sanders is her second. That's 18 fouls now on Lewiston. 6:19 to play in the opening half. Wurtenberger's free throw is up and good. That was a shooting foul. She's 2 for 3 at the line, has 7 points now. Senior gets set, fires it up, and good again. Got them both. And it's 17-13. Sighart with the lead now. To the front court, Caitlin Sanders off the right side. Her team down by 4, and a lob in for Megan Sanders. Had to scramble to get that one down. Throws it cross-court, skip pass. Three-pointer no good by Caitlin Sanders. Megan Sanders over the rebound. Threw it to Caitlin Sanders coming down the left side of the lane, and she got tomahawked across the face as they tried to block the shot. The foul will be called on Sadie Tizzle. All you could see was a hand coming down and her catching it right across, looked like right across the bridge of the nose. So Sadie with the foul, Sadie Tizzle, her first for the Irish, and the line will go Caitlin Sanders. 5 points in the ballgame, first trip to the line for the senior from Lewiston. It's on the way up, and it's good. She'll have another one coming here. Ready to go again. Sets. Fires. Got it. Hit them both. And we got a two-point game, 17-15. Here's the full-court pressure by Lewiston. And they throw it backwards. It goes to Wurtenberger. A defender ran by. She'll bring it to the front court. Wurtenberger to Delaney Witt. Back to Wurtenberger. She'll load up a three. It's on the way. Off the back. Too good. Too strong. And the rebound comes down to Jenna Anderson on the floor. She'll give it to Caitlin Sanders. She'll hand it off to Wires. Back to Caitlin Sanders. Right side of the circle. Goes to the left side for Anderson. Anderson fakes left, drives right, gets the ball out of there to Wires. Long three, weak side rebound brought down by Delaney Witt for Sighart. Give it to Wurtenberger, back to Witt. Wide open between the circles, passes back to Wurtenberger, down to Tisdall. She'll lob it into Keller, makes the catch, high off the glass, up and good. Macy Keller with three, lead back to 4 now for Sighart, 19-15. 5:03 to play in the half. Megan Sanders down the lane, gets fouled by Macy Keller. Keller was kind of standing her own ground and really didn't leave the floor, but she leaned in enough to draw the foul. So at the foul line now, Megan Sanders, 1 for 2 and 2 for 3 to make that one. She's got 6 in the ball game. Caitlin Sanders down here with Coach Kyle Ash, and she looks like she might be dinged up. She took a pretty hard fall down there that other end a few minutes ago. She didn't come out Thursday night. She's headed back up that end of the floor now. Missed on the free throw. The rebound by Wires for three. Buries it for Hyde. Left side of the circle, 4. That's to Wires. It's up. It's good. And we're tied at 19 with 4:52 to go in the half. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
19 apiece here in quarter number 2. Lewiston and Sighart girls' third place game on the line at the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Timeout was taken by Sighart. That leaves them with 3. 4:52 left in this first half. They went out loose and didn't have their with them on the bench. They got tape and pre-wrap out there now. I think they're going to maybe get a break. They're maybe going to re-wrap an ankle here for Caitlin Wire. She's never really looked to be limping, but you can tell she's hurt. Double team in the backcourt. Caitlin Wire, wait, excuse me, Caitlin Sanders with the steal across. 3 ball up down and good, and Lewison claims the lead back. Another three-pointer for Wires. That's back-to-back for her. And the lead to Lewiston, 22-19. The press is working well for Lewiston. Delaney Witt to the front court to Wurtenberger. Cross court, Witt, three ball, left side, got it. Nothing but the bottom of the hole that time. And Delaney Witt ties us up at 22 apiece, her fifth tie of the first half. Halfway through, period number two. Now to the front. Sighart, are they manned up here? They are. It looks like a zone, but they're in a man. Caitlin Sanders down to Megan. Back to Caitlin Sanders. Guarded there by Tisdall. And Caitlin Sanders thought that Megan Sanders was going to be down on the baseline out wide. And she threw the ball there. And her twin sister had moved inside. And the ball sails out of bounds. Wurtenberger will bring it in to Witt. Delaney Witt up the floor. Back in is going to be Shull. And Wurtenberger weaving through traffic from midcourt all the way into the bucket. Fires it up and good. She's in double figures with 10 of the Irish. Reclaim the lead 24-22. Inside to Megan Sanders and a foul on Wurtenberger. She tries to reject the shot. That'll be two on Jessica Wurtenberger of the Irish. Team foul number five on Sacred Heart. At the line will be Megan Sanders, where she is 2 for 4. It's up. It's good. It's 24-23. Back in comes Emma DeKoenig for Lewiston. Free throw is good again. And we're tied up at 24. The Irish go over the top against the pressure. Backward, Lechtenberg goes in. And contact and no call. The bucket is good. Lechtenberg now with 7. Pretty good defense. The players bumped. The referee said play on at the bucket for the Irish. Like we said the other night, like we always say, here's a ball stolen. Pass taken away, stolen by McKinley Shaw. Let him play as long as nobody is getting hurt. Let the players decide the game. The referee's doing a good job. Here's a steal by Caitlin Sanders all the way in. Going left, foul, throws it up with the right hand. It won't go, but she will be fouled, and the foul will be on Sacred Heart's McKinley Shaw, her first. Team foul number 6 on the Irish. Now we got Caitlin Sanders at the line to shoot to. It's on the way up. It's off the mark. No good. She shoots a free throw. It's kind of like a field goal attempt by some of the kickers, you see. It starts up one way, and then it kind of floats a little bit to the right as it goes up there and falls in the hole. This one's up. There's the float, and down through the middle it goes. Timeout, Lewiston. 26-25, Sacred Heart. 2:45 to go in the half, and we're back 30 seconds on Sunny 101.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
26-25. Sing Art. Been a very good ball game so far. Both teams being the bonus the rest of the half, which is not much of the first half left in this one. Sing Art. Up by 1. Lewiston took the timeout. Each coach has taken 2 so far. We come back to action here. I believe it's going to be Sacred Heart ball. Yes, it is. McKinley Shull will trigger for the Irish. The Irish put 3 players across between the 3-point line. Coming up to get it will be Olivia Eichhoff. Back to Schull. Throws to the middle of the left to Wurtenberger. Throw it ahead. Witt, and she goes to Lechtenberg, and she lays it up. Delaney Witt picking up a number of assists out on that right wing today. Lechtenberg in double figures. No, excuse me, with nine now. 28-25, Sager. Their biggest lead has been four. With it, Lewis at front court, right side wires. Back out top, Megan Sanders. They got Caitlin Sanders on the bench. They have taped up her right ankle. Here's a shot in the paint, up and good. Two-pointer for Delaney Curry, and it's 28-27. In the middle to Wurtenberger, coming up the floor. And, oh, the defense all turned away from her. She's all the way to the hole, right side layup, good. Everybody turned their back to Jessica Wurtenberger, and she saw it and took advantage of it. 30-27, Sacred Heart on the layup. To the front now, Megan Sanders with it. Passes it off, pass tipped, and it's saved in. No, she stepped out of bounds. It was tipped by the Irish, and trying to save it was DeKoenig. Couldn't do it, and the ball goes to Sacred Heart. Madeline Jansen comes out. Back in now is Caitlin Sanders for Lewiston. Over the top, Shull. Bounce pass back, it goes now with it. It's going to be in the hands of Olivia Eichhoff. Back to Shull to the corner, Wurtenberger. Lobs into Lechtenberg, double team, out to Witt for two, got it. Right wing jumper for Delaney Witt, gives her five in the ball game. The Irish are up now by five, making it their biggest lead of the ball game. Caitlin Sanders, top between the circles. Minute four to go in the half. Pass to the middle, knocked away off the hands, stolen by Eichhoff for the Irish. She's taking it all the way to the hole. Pulls up, a little three-foot jumper, won't go. Rebound is ripped away from Wurtenberger, and on the alternating possession, it goes to the Lewiston Tigers. Wurtenberger, with her two fouls, sits down for the final 51 seconds of the half. Macy Keller. Back in for the Irish. Wurtenberger, the only Irish player with more than one foul in the game. Caitlin Sanders to the front. Gives the ball off to Megan on the left side. She'll work to the middle. Now to Caitlin. Three ball left. Wing is up. No. Rebound Megan Sanders. Out to Wires for three on the flat. And won't go. Rebound. Oh, my goodness. The Lewiston player was backing in and trying to block out. That was Delaney Curry. She backed in, bent over, and coming down on her back was Olivia Eichhoff. And they called a foul. Oh, no, it was McKinley Shull. Zero, not three. And McKinley Shull got whistled for the foul, her second. Luke Santos says, really? Free throw up there is no good by Curry. Irish rebound. Lechtenberg grabbed up the loose ball. And then 21 seconds to go. The Irish up five. Second quarter action. Shull out to Witt. Back it goes. Eichhoff back now in the midcourt circle. 11 on the clock. Now she'll start to move. Lechtenberg underneath the Keller. Layup is good. And I think Lechtenberg might have got hit on top of the head. She gets the assist. Caitlin Sanders at the buzzer, can't make it in, and the Irish lead by 7 at halftime, 34-27. Good second quarter there for both teams. The Irish with 21 second quarter points, while it is 16 quarter points for the Lewiston Tigers. 34-27 at halftime. We'll take a two-minute timeout, be back and give you the Highland Community College halftime wrap-up on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, it's close to home, it's far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Here at Tri-County High School at halftime, 34-27, Sagan Arbor with the lead. That's their biggest lead of the ballgame. We had four lead changes. Ties in the first half of this ballgame, last tied at 24 apiece. Scoring for Lewis in the first half, Caitlin Sanders. She has 8. 5 for Emma DeKonig, all in the first quarter. 6 for Carl Balls in the second quarter. Megan Sanders has 6 at halftime and 2 more for Delaney Curry. 7 of 11 at the free throw line for the Lewiston Tigers in the first half. Carly Wires, Megan Sanders, and Delaney Curry all with 2 fouls apiece. For the Irish in the first half, it is a dozen for Jessica Wurtenberger on the day. 9 for Gentry Lechtenberg in the contest. 3 points for Olivia Eichhoff, 5 for Delaney Witt, and 5 more for Macy Keller. The Irish are 6 out of 11 at the free throw line. 2 fouls on McKinley Scholl off the bench and 2 on Jessica Wurtenberger for the Irish. Nobody else with more than 1 in the first half of our girls' third-place game here today at Tri-County. Final in the East Central Nebraska Conference, third-place game for the girls this afternoon on KTNC, our sister station. It was Fall City avenging a loss from a week and a half ago to Weeping Water, 47-27 today. 47-27 was the final there at the ECNC girls' third-place game. Here, Sagan Hart and Friend will play next in the boys' third-place game. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute break. We'll check with the weather. Be back with more sponsor announcements after that. And the second half action coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Holistic remedies leave many with questions. Thanks to advances in their use, we're learning more about their benefits. Herbs and spices like ginger and turmeric, which have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, can boost your health and help prevent chronic disease. You have options to reclaim your health the natural way. Small changes can make a big difference for you and your family's health. Always check with your physician before taking anything new. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks.
like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. High temperatures reach up to 54 this afternoon under cloudy skies, southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 28 tonight, mainly clear. Highs level off around 51 tomorrow. Cloudy skies Monday with highs around 55, 47 Tuesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Tri-County High School. It is currently 34-27. Sacred Heart with the lead at halftime. Two teams are huddled up with their coaches, getting their final instructions. Coming up, more basketball, first of four today on Sunny 101.3. Sacred Heart leading here again, 34-27. The Sacred Heart boys will play Friend for third next, followed by Johnson Brock girls and Lord Central Catholic girls at 6 and the 7:30 scheduled start time. For the boys' championship, the home team, number one seed Tri-County Trojans, will host the Johnson Brock Eagles. We're getting set there, the buzzer. Now the teams break their huddle and head on out to the floor. It's going to be Sacred Heart basketball here to start this third quarter. And the ball. Start the second half. Olivia Eichhoff down to the right side to Wurtenberger. She tried to pass it inside there to Keller, and the ball's knocked away by the Tigers out of bounds. So Sig Hart now will inbound from the baseline. Eichhoff to Trigger. Everybody playing 1-4 here. Everybody down low on the baseline. Wurtenberger short on the three-pointer from the left corner to the right corner. However, it worked out as a perfect pass to Gentry Lechtenberg, who caught it, shot it, and put it in for put her in double figures. Now with 11 on the day. Here's the ball stolen away by Wurtenberger, her third steal of the ball game, and she'll come up the floor. We sit at the end of the floor here on the south end looking at it today. Out it goes. Oh, Witt couldn't make a clean catch. The ball spun around her. She corralled it, but she was going to catch and fire. Couldn't corral the catch that time. Now back out to her right side from Lechtenberg. In and out. No good. How does that happen? Rebound off the hand of Jessica Wurtenberger underneath, and it will be Lewis with the ball. The Irish up by 9, 36-27. And up the floor comes Caitlin Sanders, the point guard, a senior, off to twin sister Megan. Again, these two teams meet again Monday night over at Lewiston, regular season battle. Megan Sanders in the paint, high post, gives the ball off. Now to her teammate out there, Carly Wires. Bounce pass in. Caitlin Sanders back out top to Wires and now to Megan. Megan on the right side, look, and gets it to Caitlin. Three ball on the way, right side short. Rebound grabbed up by Wurtenberger. He's got five of those, go along with three steals and double figure scoring today. Lob it across. It's going to be Eichhoff with the catch, driving into the paint from the right side. And she got tangled up with a Lewiston Tiger, and the ball squirted away from her. Here come the Tigers in the front court trying to chip into a nine-point lead. But it's stolen away by Eichhoff, and the ball got that ball fought her all the way. She ends up on the deck. Lewiston coming back the other way now with the basketball. Wires for three from the front. Missed it. Rebound to Lechtenberg. Back and forth we go here. To the front court, it will be Lewiston, or rather the Irish, and now Lechtenberg falls down, and traveling will be the call against Sacred Heart, and the ball goes to Lewiston. 5:51 to play here in quarter number three. To the front we go. Megan Sanders on the right side of the floor, into Caitlin in the paint. Oh, couldn't get it from about 5 feet. Rebound to Macy Keller. Off to Wurtenberger, playing with two fouls. Up the floor she goes. Bounce pass to Witt. Right back, and it'll give and go to Wurtenberger. Leans in underneath. Won't go, and we got a held ball that will go to Lewiston as Wurtenberger reaches in, grabs the ball back from Lewiston, but held ball will go to the Tigers. To the front court we go. Caitlin Sanders. For the Tigers, down 9, her squad. Bounce pass to Megan Sanders, out on the left side, to Wires. Her pass knocked out of there by Lechtenberg. Inbound right in front of her own bench now will be Megan Sanders. In to her teammate, sister, that's Caitlin Sanders. Passes off to Wires, gets it right back. Now a bounce pass inside and a pass back out from DeKoenig. And now it's Caitlin Sanders down the lane, and her shot attempt was knocked away by Keller. Comes on the run the other way. Eichhoff to Wurtenberger, left side, pulls up and throws underneath to Keller. Catches, shoots it. Partially blocked there by Lewiston, and here come the Tigers with the ball. Front court, left side, Caitlin Sanders. Passes off, gets it back on the left wing. Yvel goes up to the elbow. Now cross-court pass to Wires, back to Caitlin Sanders. Caitlin to Megan. The Twins play catch for the Lewiston Tigers. Megan thought about it, didn't take it from the left side. Caitlin and checking action on the Irish. That's going to go, Lechtenberg? Yep. I thought Vermont was going to be on Delaney Whip. They whistle Gentry Lechtenberg for her first foul. So inbounding out near midcourt will be Lewiston with the ball in the paint. Now with then in there to Koenig. Back out to Megan Sanders. Right side, three ball from the wing is good. Megan Sanders has 9 points in the ball game now. Quickly the other way, the Irish from the right side. Wurtenberger underneath there to Lechtenberg, who lays up with the left hand from the left side. She and Wurtenberger with a dozen apiece for Sacred Heart. Megan Sanders, three ball, front edge, no good. Rebound brought down by Eichhoff. Olivia on the move to the front court. Floating to the right, keeps the dribble. Directing traffic. Defense comes up, bodies her. Out on the right side, it's Wurtenberger. Pass to Keller underneath. Led her just a hair too far. Couldn't corral it, and the ball's out of bounds. Here comes McKinley Scholl into the ball game now for Sacred Heart. The Irish on defense. Lewison coming up with 3:25 to go in the third quarter here. It's going to be Sanders to Wires into Megan Sanders. Back out to Caitlin for three from the right side circle. It's up, it's down. She's got 11 points now. And now the pressure back by Lewison in a five-point ball game, 38-31. It was a nine-point advantage for the Irish. Ball is knocked out of bounds. They knock it off of Sacred Heart. It'll be Lewison basketball, 3:03 to play in the third. Senior point guard Caitlin Sanders worked with the dribble slowly out top. Passes off to the right side, and now it goes down to the hands of DeConig. Back to Megan Sanders, directing traffic with her eyes to her sister. And now she passes it off, and another foul. Oh, Lechtenberg again, I think. If it is, that's going to be number three, I believe. No, number two, excuse me. So two on Lechtenberg, Scholl, and Wurtenberger for the Irish. Inbounding will be the Tigers from the baseline. Out top. It's going to be Caitlin Sanders. Pass to Wires. Back to Caitlin. Double teamed on the baseline. Out top, Wires. Want to make a pass to the left side. Good defense by the Irish out there by Eichhoff. Into the high post. Caitlin Sanders. Out to Megan Sanders. Three ball. No good. Rebound tipped by Lechtenberg. Foul on Lewiston. That foul is going to be on Delaney Curry. I believe that's her third foul. Yes, it is. First foul of the half on the Tigers. Here's the full court pressure. Bring it over to the right side. Eichhoff with it. Dribbles it. Back to the middle or pass back to Scholl. Hit the net on the basket. Now Lechtenberg fires it across. Scholl underneath. Wurtenberger layup and it won't go. Rebound to Eichhoff and she's going to be fouled. It looked to me like she was trying to pass that ball across the lane. A foul is called on Carly Wires, her third. They're going to call that a shooting foul and put Olivia Eichhoff at the line to shoot two. Senior fires. It's up. It's good. She'll get another one here. Lead is six. Second free throw coming for the Irish senior. On the way up and good again. She missed her first one. Now she's made three in a row. That's the way she rolls the free throw line. Three, then just all of a sudden she's just hotter than blazes at that line. Here comes Caitlin Sanders, the front. Pass knocked away by Witt. Couldn't catch it. It's tipped away, and now it ends up with Scholl as she heads up the floor. A reach-in foul will be called on Caitlin Sanders. Well, that stops the layup at the other end, probably. Second foul on Caitlin Sanders. Third foul of the half on Lewiston. Lewiston brings Jenna Anderson, a 5'4 sophomore, back in the ballgame. Wurtenberger, left side of the floor, pass to the middle. Three-pointer for Eichhoff, off the mark. Right side, and the rebound comes down to Wires. Carly Wires up the floor. She had Jenna Anderson underneath all alone, but Jenna's only 5'4". That was going to be a very tough pass to get it to her over the top of a defender and falling down quick enough. Now out to Wires for three. It's up. It's good from the left side. Right on the elbow. Wires with the triple, her third of the afternoon. She's got 9 points. And now we've got a Lewiston foul, and Wires just picked up her fourth foul immediately preceding her third three-pointer of the day. Timeout, Lewiston with a minute 16 to third. It's 40-36, the Irish lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Quarter here, St. Art. Quarter, but a couple of. One. Three and one. Sanders. So the Irish has four fouls. Bench now for Lewiston. First. In the work. I know. Picked off by DeCone. To the free throw circle. Olivia on the way. Second. Let's get one. 20. Delaney.
Yes, we do. Your country pot and superstore. We've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family. Yes, it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Yep. Found the screaming for a foul, did not get the call they wanted there. And now it's ahead to Delaney Witt down the right side over to McKinley Schull. Out of bounds, the ball goes. Logan Carpenter, be aware, on the next break for free throws or a timeout, we'll regroup this thing and see if we can get a better connection. We apologize for that. Hang with us just a couple of minutes. We'll see if we can get something straightened out here. Bounce pass inside, back, and in, spinning to the lane. Eichhoff, no, got her own rebound. And a jump ball will go to the Lewiston end as Eichhoff went down hard on the tie-up. Banged both knees on the floor when she went down there. She gets up and heads back up to this end of the floor in front of us here on the south end. 40-36, Sacred Heart. Lewiston with the basketball. Coming to the front. And it'll be Caitlin Sanders dishing it off. DeKoenig across now to Wires. Wires down the lane. Scoop hit the bottom of the rim and a foul called. Free throws coming up. Logan, let's take a one-minute break or as quick as I can. We'll check back in and see if we can get this going back after this timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3.
Tri-County, while we were away here, Lewiston got one for two at the line from Carly Wires. At the other end, a two-pointer for the Irish. That was for Eichhoff. She now goes to the other end, puts it up in the lane, rebound to Sacred Heart, and a foul on Lewiston. The rebound brought down here by Jessica Wurtenberger, and she's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Senior ready, fires, it's up, it's good. That is 13 points now for Wurtenberger in the ball game. See if you can knock down another free throw here. It's a 6-point lead, and now that's good, a 7-point lead. It was down to three a couple of moments ago. Now we got 5:20 to go. It's a 7-point Irish advantage. And now it is Caitlin Sanders down the line, sandwiched by two Irish defenders, and she's going to the line to shoot two more. Hard foul there. Jessica Wurtenberger sandwiched her along with Macy Keller. Jessica picks up her third. Team foul number four on the Irish here in this game. So Caitlin Sanders with 11, and that one's no good. Hits the rim and comes out. Just past the top of the hour, this is Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Falls City and Humboldt. Free throw for Sanders on the way up and good. That gives her a dozen. The lead is 6 for the Irish. Eichhoff in the backcourt against the pressure. Cross court, Lechtenberg. She'll dribble to the front court. And now her pass out of bounds. And it's tipped by Lewiston. And the Irish will have it near midcourt. Cross court, Delaney Witt. Back over to Wurtenberger, thought about a long three, didn't take it. Now Witt drives right side, spins back out of there. Used up her dribble, needs help, bounce pass to Wurtenberger, and a push foul. Who's that on? Let's see. Wires was in the neighborhood. She's already got four fouls. No fouls on Caitlin Sanders. Her third, team foul number five, make that 6 on the Tigers now. Uh, All right. 44-38 here. Take it out. Down to the left side and now back out to the top. And Witt for three on the rim. Won't go. Rebound. Scramble for it. Out of bounds. It's going to belong to... Got a foul on the Irish. Wurtenberger picks up the foul. That's going to be her fourth foul. Yep. Her fourth foul of the afternoon. I can understand we're still having some technical problems. I don't know what's happened here to make it different than it was any other time today. All right, we'll continue on for now the way we are. I don't have time to try anything different. Down to the left side to Wires. Wires with it. Pass inside. Sanders to Sanders. Now it's to Koenig. Half for three. Off the rim. No good. Follows up her own shot. Grabs the rebound. Wires has it. Thought about it. Didn't take it. And now back out to Caitlin Sanders. They'll reset the offense down by six halfway through the fourth quarter. Lewison hanging tough in there. Nine has been our biggest lead of the game. That's for Sacred Heart. Coming around the other way. Now Megan Sanders, three ball, too strong. Rebound out of bounds off of the Tigers. Delaney Curry couldn't come up with it. They'll come back the other way here. Take the ball over the top now to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg with it across court. And now back to Delaney Witt. 3:35 to go. Back out top. Eichhoff with it. Right side it goes, and it's going to be Delaney Witt dribbling. ISO'd on the right side by herself, and now gives the ball back out top to Olivia Eichhoff for Sacred Heart. Eichhoff bounce pass back to Delaney Witt here. Witt turns, spins around, drives down the right side underneath the basket. We got a whistle, and we have a foul here on Lewiston. That foul will go on Emma DeKonig. That's her second. And it puts Delaney Witt at the free throw line to shoot two here for the Irish with just 3:17 to go in this ball game. So 3:17 to go. Free throw up and good. Makes it 45-38. All right. So we got things going better here. Okay. There we come back, and the free throw no good. And the rebound coming off. And now up the floor with the basketball. Swinging around, coming down the lane, Caitlin Sanders. And timeout Lewiston with 3:04 to go. Timeout Lewiston, they're down by seven. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
45-38. Sacred Heart with the lead here by seven. Okay, coming up, we have, I'll tell you earlier today, Fall City girls defeated Weeping Water 47-27 over on PTNC, our sister station. Brandon Cattillo is going to be there later tonight for girls championship basketball between Auburn and Elwood Murdoch, and then boys championship basketball between Auburn and Freeman. I think everybody in the country is looking forward to that one. They played some tight games here earlier this year. Expect another good one there tonight. We expect good games here tonight, too, as well. That boys' championship between Johnson, Brock, and Tri-County, they've split the season series. One of them was a one-point game. We'll tell you more about that as we move through the day here. 3:04 to go. Lewiston, the Irish, you know, you say you just can't get rid of somebody. Lewiston keeps hanging around and hanging around. That's how you win some ball games. Lewiston comes in here with a record of 13-6 on the year. Sacred 17-3. And now up the floor, over to the left side of the basketball, now to Megan Sanders. Down to Wire, trying to break her open quickly for a three. And a pass to the middle, tipped. It finds its way back to Megan Sanders, now to Caitlin on the right wing. holds the basketball, used up her dribble now to Megan Sanders. A little give and go back to Caitlin and fouled. The Irish are hoping that's going to be on Lechtenberg. Otherwise, that's going to be five, and it's going to be Lechtenberg with her fourth. The only reason that's good news is that's her fourth. It would have been Jessica Wurtenberger's fifth. So Sacred Heart will take that one. Caitlin Sanders, free throw, up, swish. She'll get another one here. 45-39, 2:38 left in this one. Sacred girls lost in the semis in overtime to the Knights. Free throw up, free throw good again. 45-40. A double team in the backcourt is Eichhoff for a crossword pass, hit the bottom of the net. It gets through to McKinley Shaw and timeout Luke Sano. He was getting concerned about that 10-second clock. Timeout Irish. They're up by five. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Tri-County High School. 2:31 to go. The Irish took the timeout. They've got two left. Lewison has one timeout left. All of our games on the World Wide Web, mscsports.net. That's mscsports.net. Brings up our website. You hit the Listen Live button and drop down. You get KTNC or KLZA or any of our other family of radio stations if you like throughout the season. Anywhere in the world, Irish basketball, front court, on the side out, inbound. Now, Delaney Witt, right side, cross court again. It's going to be Wurtenberger to the free throw line. Bounces out of there to Wurtenberger. Trapped in the corner, needs help. Throws out to Eichhoff. Tipped by Caitlin Sanders and recovered by Eichhoff. Back to Wurtenberger. The Irish letting the clock run, holding the ball. Wurtenberger over to Witt. Drives down the right side. In the lane up. Whistle. Foul. No bucket. Foul will go on, Carly Wires. That's going to be five. It is. Wires picks up her fifth. She fouls out with 10 points. Three triples on the day and fouls out with a minute 56 to go for Lewiston. She hit two back-to-back there in the first half that were huge for Lewiston. These two teams will meet in regular season basketball Monday night at Lewiston, a makeup game from earlier this year. I'll tell you what, Coach Kyle Ash is not happy with that call. It's not the first time he's been unhappy today, but not quite as wanting to debate as he is this time. 45-40, the free throw was no good by Witt. Second one rattles and bangs and falls in the hole. And it's now a six-point lead, 46-40. Off the floor come the Tigers with the basketball. Over to Sanders. That is Megan. Now to Caitlin. 1:43. Caitlin whips the ball to the corner now to Jenna Anderson. She's back in the ballgame. Drives in, and she wanted to go across the lane to a wide-open teammate. Instead, it's stolen away on the pass by Delaney Witt for the Irish. Now Eichhoff used up her dribble, needs help. Gives it to Lechtenberg. Back to Eichhoff. Out top. Near midcourt. She'll go down to Lechtenberg on the left baseline. The sophomore holds and dribbles once to Wurtenberger. Jessica holds it. 1:15 to go. Both teams in the 1-1 bonus at the moment. 46-40. Lewiston down by six to the Irish. And there's the foul on Caitlin Sanders. Her fourth foul. I've got her fourth. So now she's going to have to be careful. That's team foul number nine. So this will be the last 1-1. It'll be double bonus for the Irish the rest of the ballgame. Olivia Eichhoff, 3 out of 4 at the line. First 1-1 opportunity of the day. The senior sets herself up. It's on the way. It's good. Right through the heart of the net. She's got 8 points. She's made 4 in a row at the line now. Back for the second one. Make it a 8-point lead if it goes in, and it does. Well, she made five straight after that first miss. 63 seconds to go. Lewison down by eight. They need a quick hoop here. Sager playing that tough man-to-man defense. Caitlin Sanders directing traffic. Fires a three on the rim. Won't go. Wurtenberger the rebound for the Irish. And fouled in the backcourt. Who did you put that on, Mr. Official? It goes on Delaney Curry. That's her fourth foul as well. It looked like, from my angle, it looked like he had a choice of who to put it on. Two girls were there trying to get the ball away from Wurtenberger. And she probably did get fouled by both of them in that instance. So Wurtenberger at the line, shooting two as it's the 10th team foul. She's five out of six and now six out of seven at the line. And the lead is up to nine. Six of seven at the line with 15 points for Wurtenberger. On the way up and good. Now a 10-point advantage with just 46 seconds to go. The Irish got to feel pretty good about their lead right now. Megan Sanders in the front. Oh, we got two Lewison Tigers in the same spot. Caitlin Sanders dribbles from one side to the other. Oh, and a foul on the Irish. Oh, my. Luke Sando buries his chin in his hand, making sure to hold his chin closed so he can't say anything to whatever player he wants to yell at. Foul is on Olivia Eichhoff, her second. Hand checking. Caitlin Sanders' free throw rattles off. No good. Wurtenberger with yet another rebound. And it's up the floor, and a foul called on Megan Sanders. Should be her third foul. And at the line will be Jessica Wurtenberger, shooting two more. I got her at eight rebounds, three steals. Another point added on to the total here now. That's 17 points. A little above her season average, not very much. Having a good day. Second on the way up is good. She's made eight in a row and nine out of ten for the game at the line. 30 seconds to go. The lead's a dozen for the Irish now. Long three on the way. Up, no good. Wurtenberger with another rebound off the Jenna Anderson miss. Wurtenberger to the front and fouled again. This time Megan Sanders, her fourth. And that puts Wurtenberger back the line to shoot two more. Just 15.7 seconds left. Here comes Sadie Tisdall up off the Irish bench. She'll be checking in here. Also coming in for the Irish will be Avery Santo. Free throw up. Good again. One more coming here for the Irish senior. That makes it a 13-point lead. Here comes Shaylee Schmidt into the ball game for Sacred Heart now. Now we got everybody ready. Oh, here comes one more. Jocelyn Overdeen, 5'8 sophomore, checking in here for the Irish. Now ready again. Wurtenberger for the free throw up. And it rounded a little bit, but it went in. She is 8-for-8 here in the fourth quarter at the free throw line and sits down. With 15.7 seconds to go and a 14-point Irish lead, they will get third place in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. That's not all bad. Obviously, they want to win them all, but they'll take third today. Caitlin Sanders off the glass, won't go. Rebound grabbed by Overdeen. Outlet pass knocked away from McKinley Schull, and the Irish retain possession with 3.2 seconds to go. Bring it in to Avery Santo. She'll dribble it, and that'll be the final. 54-40, Sagan Hart with the win over the Lewiston Tigers. They outscore them 14-4 in the fourth quarter. We'll wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise...